CBS News brief. A third teenager and Iraqi national accused of pledging allegiance to ISIS has been arrested in Vienna in connection with a planned terror attack at a Taylor Swift concert. CBS's Ian Lee on the alleged mastermind.
Police say they found hydrogen peroxide in his home, which can be used in the manufacture of explosives, as well as various bomb-making components.
Debbie's death toll just up to 8 as it heads up the East Coast. Meteorologist Jordan Steele.
Debbie has dropped more than a foot of rain in 4 different states so far. It's a depression now, and it's got more steering associated with it. So it's going to pick up speed, move through the Northeast today.
The head of the U.S. Central Command's made a stop in Israel for the second time in a week. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
The Army said that General Michael Carrillo was in Israel for a situational assessment on security and regional issues, as well as joint preparations in the region as part of the response to threats in the Middle East.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert System is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert System. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A runaway 14-year-old from Adams County was last seen in Nakusa. The Adams County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding Christopher M. Schmitz, Jr. He was last seen on West Queens Way, not far from the Lake Sherwood Lodge. Christopher was wearing a black baseball cap, dark jeans, and gray Crocs with a gold strap. He may also have a black bicycle. Christopher is white, 5'11", 120 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. If you see him or know where he is, please contact the Adams County Sheriff's Office at 608-339-3304 or call your local law enforcement agency. There's a new PATCH teen consultant program starting in Wood County. They plan to hire a team of 6 to 8 youth to run consulting sessions and give community presentations. Visit patchprogram.org for more information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band back together.
Friday.
All right. On a Friday.
Woo.
This is going to be fun. And we, of course, are joined by our great friend, Brittany Marlowe, giving us a little Mother Nature news. Brittany, what's up?
TGIF.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it feels good. Man, this was a long week. It feels good to get to Friday, everybody. It really does. And Brittany, I should let you know, because this does actually affect you a bit. So this is the last day we're using this theme song. We are changing our theme song on Monday. We've got new music. We've got new music we're going to be doing and everything. I think people are going to like it.
I thought maybe they were going to let you select your own like walkout music.
Actually,
I think you should be able to.
That's a really good idea.
Like Thunder?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Brittany, you think about something. If you come up with anything, we will do that.
I think she should get some ACDC.
She's worth it, especially as much as we keep her from other jobs because she's got like 80 other places to call and everything.
Well, I mean, we got to get our time.
Yeah, we do. We do. We love our time with you, Brittany. What has Mother Nature got in store for us this weekend?
And I will say you're one of my favorites.
So we appreciate it.
If you want to keep me on here for longer, you can.
Oh, good. And we won't listen to the next station because we're afraid you might say that to them.
How is it looking today,
that
Brittany?
Is awesome. So we're looking at mostly cloudy skies for the morning. Winds are still whipping up there, of course, gusting up to about 25 miles per hour out of the northwest today. So a breezy, cloudy start. We will stay windy this afternoon. A few spotty sprinkles are possible around 3 o'clock or so, but it's hit or miss with those. There's only going to be a couple of them out there. And then the sun will start to come out for the rest of the afternoon. So we are going to see a brighter end to the day. Winds will start to ease up a little bit tomorrow. We will hit highs, of course, today in just the upper 60s. Tomorrow will be in the low 70s, mostly sunny. And then by Sunday, we warm up a little bit to the upper 70s with nothing but sunshine out there. So a crisp fall-like start to the weekend, and then we end with the summer vibe.
I am in love with this weekend.
Yeah, it sounds great. Sounds,
I love fall.
Sounds my favorite time of year is fall.
Jeans and sweatshirts.
Yeah, it's a perfect time of year. So we get a little taste, a little preview of that. We'll see how the rest of summer goes. But that we're well prepared for this weekend. Thanks to you, Brittany. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend. We'll hang out again Monday.
Thanks, you too.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Love joining, love talking with her. It's always fun. We are going to have some fun this morning. Not only are we going to have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club for you, but a little after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. And our TV theme song this week has a little bit of a close tie to Wisconsin. We'll see if people get it, though. I think it's going to be a tough one, Terry. It might be one of the tougher ones we've done.
Really? For but real?
Yeah, but it does
I didn't know if you were being cheeky.
Nope, I'm being serious because it's an older one, but it does have some strong Wisconsin ties, so I'm curious to see where the audience goes with this one, if they get it right away or not. We'll see. We'll be talking about all of that. We'll also have some other fun stuff. We'll get some Olympic updates in for you, everybody. We also want to get into some other fun things. There are giant Pop-Tarts for sale. We got to talk about that. Like, I want to see what these are.
How giant?
Like, huge. I mean, the size of a TV.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I toast my Pop-Tarts, so this isn't going to work for me.
We need a big toaster for that one. We've got entertainment news for you, got an interesting actor joining a Yellowstone sequel. I want to talk about that. Jamie Lee Curtis does something interesting on set that I think people might find interesting. We'll talk about what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, and what's new on your local theater stage coming up next week. All of that. And also in the 9 o'clock hour, the average American, how many lazy days do you need a year?
Oh,
got that one for you.
Need or want?
Yeah, that's a great question. Great way to start off. And we kick things off talking a little United Way. And Terry, there's a couple of things, a couple of directions we can go with what you guys are doing right now and what you have going on over at the United Way.
I'll punt. What direction are you wanting to go in?
Well, I wanted to talk about the new shirt.
All right, let's do it.
That's what I wanted to get to.
Okay, so our new campaign shirts for this year, I literally picked up yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
So you are the first person to get one.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, I have mine, but you are the first person outside of our staff to
get one.
That
is the correct order, by the way. thank you. That humbles me. Thank you so much.
So we do have we are collecting orders for our t-shirts right now, and they are awesome. They are a charcoal gray, and it's the soft touch, you know, the tri-blend material.
The feel of the shirt.
And then the screening on them, the United Way Circle of Hope, is actually in black, so it's a little bit more subtle than maybe, you know, sometimes we go with the really, really bright. So I love them. I think they're awesome. And the way that you could get one of these is you can stop in our office at 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids, or you can place an order with us. There is information on our website. And we also sent out an e-blast, I believe it was yesterday or maybe the day before. With the information. But we have regular t-shirts, unisex t-shirts. We have long sleeve t-shirts. We have crew necks and hoodies. Mm-hmm. All the same in the charcoal gray with the black screening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really great pricing on those. They are done through, we have t-shirts only in stock. The rest we do as a special order. That order goes in on September 4th. And then we will have those by 2 weeks later. So by September, what would that be, like the 20th, I believe, 19th, 20th, we will have those in-house for pickup. So it is a great way to show your community spirit, show your support of United Way. And again, we're just, you know, we have these and the prices are super, super reasonable. So we do that on purpose because we want walking billboards, right?
Yeah,
like we want as many people walking around wearing these as possible. Also, everyone who attends our campaign volunteer training on August 20th, and registration is open through next Tuesday, the 13th. But everyone who attends our training also gets a T-shirt.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
There's a lot of different reasons to be. First off, they're great shirts. They're so comfortable, so soft, and I do love the logo. I love the color. But you hit it on the head, Terry. When you're purchasing these shirts, not only are you advertising and promoting the United Way, keeping it fresh in people's minds and in just everyday time like this, say when there's not an event going on or something, and it reminds people of that. It also is, for me, when I put the shirt on, and I've got a couple of them thanks to our friends at the United Way, whenever I do, I think about the stuff, the impact that the United Way makes. And it's a nice reminder, and honestly, a really good start to the day for me. I appreciate that. I also think that one of the other factors here is not only is the price affordable, especially nowadays, you want to try to find a t-shirt or something like that, or especially a sweater. $20 for a sweater.
Yeah, I think we're doing like $20 for a sweatshirt.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And again, these are so soft and so comfortable. You are investing in your community. You are putting into your community. This is money that goes into the United Way that goes right back into our community. And that is the fact with anything that the United Way does. It's something to keep in mind whenever we're talking about things like this or promoting the United Way, that it is one of the strongest nonprofits in our state and one of the strongest ones we have in our community. And I don't know many that affect as much as you guys do. When you want so many people nowadays, especially when it comes to volunteering or donating and investing their money in nonprofits, they want more bang for their buck. They want to be able to know that they're making an impact. And man, do you feel it with the United Way. There's so many different layers to it. So in the simplest of ways, buying a t-shirt, getting a sweater, especially we got fall coming up and everything.
Yeah, like today.
Yes, exactly.
I can't help you today. I can only take your order today. I can't give you a sweatshirt today.
Something to look forward to, though. And it's a great idea. It's also a great idea being a part of the campaign season, of course, and being a part of finding out more about how you can impact campaigns and being a part of that training and everything as well.
Absolutely. So if you are interested in attending, it is geared toward, I just want to make sure people know this so that they don't come with a different idea in mind. It is geared toward individuals who run their workplace campaign. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, for instance, Pam typically attends from WFHR, and, you know, she'll come and hear ideas from other businesses and, you know, what are ways to engage employees. But with the message and the opportunity is certainly open to anyone who might want to attend. I always like to put that out there because sometimes we'll have somebody sign up and they think it's going to be more of a general message. And we're really talking about how to engage, you know, your fellow coworkers and how to get them to give. But it is certainly open to anybody who wants to learn more about United Way. And you do have to register. This is not a walk-in event, mainly because we provide breakfast. So we want to make sure there's enough food. And then we also have some engagement opportunities later on, so we do need a head count. That the event is August 20th from 8 a.m. till 11 a.m. But registration is required by the end of the day on Tuesday, August 13th, and you can find the registration form by visiting uwswac.org.
Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on not only what they're doing, but what's going on in your community. And again, to be able to find a good way to get that t-shirt. That's a good another way to do it too.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I want my own walkout music. Now I can't even focus on what we're talking about.
No, as soon as you said that, I thought of that for everybody, every one of our guests, Melissa, Seth, you, everybody. We need theme music for everybody, which I'm sure Seth is really excited about. He's camping right now. He can't even hear us.
Seth!
I'll leave him a note. He'll know. I'll leave him a long note, actually. And we are looking forward to getting into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's right around the corner here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com.
Playmakers is brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Be the hero in your family or community with Wham Incorporated, your home for customized team apparel. Tune in to Playmakers Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and never miss a play.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe with the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you, when they open their doors again next Tuesday the 16th, to head on over there and enjoy yourself. Keep in mind that they are on vacation until the 13th. Tuesday, August 13th, 7 a.m., they will open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Meet them over there. Wish them a great day from us, and thank them for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We really appreciate them doing that. We, of course, want more of your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well, and feel free to call up 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. We'd love to have you on the air, and we'd love to have some live birthdays to announce. That'd be a lot of fun. Get them to us, everybody. Before we can dive into our local celebrities and get into those other type of celebrities, we have something actually we have to do here, Terry. We have some work to do.
What?
Because our winner for July, we never heard from. We gave him a week and a half, week and never heard anything. So we have to draw a new winner.
And that you saved it for me?
Yes, I did. And you just happened to be in on Friday.
Hey, rude!
No. You're great at picking these. So we wanted you to do that. And we also wanted to remind everybody that every month we grab qualifiers and we're able to send winners over to El Cafe with two $20 gift certificates. A big thank you to them for doing that.
That is super sweet.
It's really cool of them.
Yeah.
So let's announce our winners for the month of July. Terry, I need a 1 through 31.
Whoa, 26.
Let me see. Oh, there we go. Got ourselves some qualifiers. James and Patsy St. Martin.
Congratulations.
Hey, congratulations to you too. James and Patsy St. Martin, we wish you. They're not only number 26, but they were in the middle of the month.
Okay.
So you just never know when you might be able to get in on this. So get in on this, everybody. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries and let James and Patsy St. Martin know that they are our winners.
So what do they have to do? They need to contact you? Just
yes.
Come in and get their certificates?
That's it. That's all you got to do.
Cool.
You say hi to Pam and that is enough. That is good enough right there. Just say hi to Pam. We will see you here, James and Patsy. And again, happy anniversary to you guys last month. So let's see here for our list for today. Terry, I need a 1 or a 2.
1.
All right. Gives us that one. And another 1 or a 2.
2.
All right. Gives us that one. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we got they can't win, but we sure do want to wish them a very happy 44th anniversary, Randy and Judy Paul.
Oh, happy anniversary, you guys.
Wishing you guys a great one. Randy has not been with us this week because he is on break.
Better be rolling out the stops today, man.
Yeah, definitely. 44? That's amazing, you two. That makes my foolish romantic heart sting. That's beautiful. Wishing you guys a happy anniversary. Happy 44th. And our qualifier today, just one name on the list, Crystal Goffin.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Crystal. Hope it's a good one for you. We take a look at Saturday, where we wish a happy birthday to Kelly Rosenthal Dietz.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Karen Benke.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Karen. Hope it's a good one for you. And on Sunday, we wish a happy birthday to John Anderson.
Happy birthday, John.
Strong name right there, sir. Happy birthday to you. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Gary Birkback.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Gary, enjoy your day. You're our qualifier for Sunday, August 11th. Thank you so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with y'all. We take a look at our celebrity list. First up, Bill Skarsgård is 34 today. Intelligent and incredible actor. Also, really an up-and-coming actor. He's been getting lots and lots of work as it's gone on. He was Pennywise the Clown in It.
Ick.
He's in the most recent Crow movie, The Marquise, and John Wick 4. He's a very popular actor, in part because he is a lot of fun to work with. People really enjoy having him on set. Even in a movie like that, like Pennywise, where he's playing a horrible monster and all that, people just really enjoy working with him. He's very friendly. He comes from a very good acting family in the Skarsgårds.
You probably do enjoy him because otherwise he'll kill you.
Yeah, there's that.
Don't turn your back.
He is an intense actor.
So there is this really big, intense. People think they're funny in my family because I was terrified of Pennywise. So now they just translate that I'm afraid of all clowns, which is not true. I'm fine with other clowns.
Just that one.
That's why I feel like this is a setup today. Is it really his birthday? Because
it is really his birthday.
You've joined the dark side of James.
Nope, I haven't. No, James.
James.
I do not. I think I'll have some pranks on you here and there.
I think not.
This isn't one of them. I don't.
No red balloons for me.
I gotta say, as good of a job as he did. He is an amazing and an intense actor. Your fear is well placed in when it comes to Tim Curry playing Pennywise, because that was incredible.
Well, I don't know which is which, movie. But I just, ugh.
You think about what Tim Curry did with that role. Billy.
Stop.
I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. Anna Kendrick is 39. Complete opposite side of the spectrum when it comes to acting. Sweet, funny actress. Star of the Pitch Perfect movies. She's also Poppy in the Trolls movies. And Cinderella in Into the Woods. She's very talented.
Yeah,
she's a good actor.
I agree.
Let's see here. Thomas Lennon is 54. Lieutenant Jim Dangle in Reno 911. Felix Unger in the remake of The Odd Couple. I know Thomas Lennon better from The State, an old improv comedy show that was on MTV for a long time. He's a great actor, very funny, very talented writer, and I believe he was just on one of our Civic Media shows recently. Eric Bana is 56. He played the Hulk before Ed Norton and a couple of other actors. He's a good one. He's a good actor. Gillian Anderson is 56, Special Agent Dana Scully from The X-Files.
Okay. I was like, I think I know that name.
Yeah. Now, she's always been a good actor, but she's been able to, later in her career, really show that she can run the gamut. I believe she was on The Crown or something like that. She's done a couple of big roles since then. Really haven't, I think they match Scully. I think they match as big and as iconic as that character in some ways. Speaking of iconic, one of the few guys that I thought could trash talk and make it enjoyable and fun, Deion Sanders is 57 today. Neon Deion, Showtime, Prime Time, head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes right now, changing a lot of things in when it comes to coaching. See how that goes, if it leads to winning or not. That's going to be on the. That's going to be curious to see. I've always been kind of in the middle on trash talkers. I tend to be, I grew up really enjoying Barry Sanders just handing the ball off to the ref and Cal Ripken and some of those guys. But, when there's a difference of that, of trash talking and being excellent at it.
Well,
Ricky Henderson, to me, took it to another level. He would pull out the base and hold it up.
But don't you think, if you're a good trash talker, the stars align behind you and the things actually happen?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
really good ones are just, and it might be luck and it might be skill, but it's... it just aligns.
Well, and one thing I respected about Deion Sanders when it came to it, Deion was very adamant. If his team was losing, he wasn't talking. Like, and I agree with that. Like, there's a famous play in the Super Bowl, San Diego, San Francisco, I believe, or maybe it was Pittsburgh, but no, it had to be San Francisco. But they're playing. San Diego's losing badly, and they start trash talking. And Dion's just like, "You're losing." He's pointing to the scoreboard, like, "What are you doing?
Like, you sound kind of stupid."
Yeah. I admire that. And one of the greatest, like, versatile athletes we'll ever see, whether you like him or not, Dion was the really, Brian Jordan did it a little bit, but the last one to really be able to play baseball and football at the same time. He was one of the greatest return artists we've ever seen. If it wasn't for Devin Hester and some others, Dion may go down as the greatest, just being because he could kick and punt return. Just an incredible athlete. Whether you liked him or not, that guy could play. Like, he was fun to watch.
I mean, if he was really good, he could punt and go catch his own ball.
See,
and return
now that's
it, right?
Talent.
I mean, now that would be...
Where's that?
He could be a trash talker then.
I'd love to see that. Melanie Griffin is 67, fantastic actress. And the great Sam Elliott is 80, his mustache forever young.
I do love him.
I love Sam Elliott. Just the voice. Like, if you can't get James Earl Jones, you get Sam Elliott to narrate whatever it is. I don't care what it is. Just have them narrate it. The voice of Sarsaparilla, like just yes. An incredible voice. And I think you can make the argument him or Tom Selleck, most iconic mustaches.
Well, and he was in one of the prequels to Yellowstone.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And
yeah.
He was excellent. Like, I love that. And it was very funny because I even got my husband to watch. He wouldn't watch otherwise, but I got him to watch because Sam Elliott was in it.
Yellowstone, 1883.
1883, yeah.
So he was amazing in The Mask. It was the first one of the, like, they used to play it on WGN all the time. And I remember seeing him and Cher in that and Eric Stoltz and that. That was a moving movie.
And Tombstone, too, right? He was,
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one for me. Like, if I didn't like Sam Elliott before, I love that man after that movie. Yeah. That may be my favorite Western. I rewatched it a couple months ago and I forgot how much I love that movie. Gotta love that movie. I'll make you famous. That's Young Guns. I watched two Westerns like back to back, and you mix them up all of a sudden. I'm your Huckleberry. Now that's the line. That's the line for that. Ken Norton would have been celebrating a birthday on this day. Father of NFL star Ken Norton Jr. and a very solid athlete. He was a 1978 WBC heavyweight champion and once broke Muhammad Ali's jaw in the ring. Didn't win, but broke his jaw. Taking a look at Saturday birthdays real quick. Got some big ones on the list here. Kylie Jenner is 27. Let's see here. Angie Harmon is 52. Abby Carmichael on Law and Order. She was in Rizzoli and Isles, too. Great actor. Let's see. Antonio Banderas is 64 on Saturday. God, what a good actor. I was just talking about him the other day. So Antonio Banderas makes his name off of action movies and gets a big name and gets some notoriety from that and a great performance in the movie Philadelphia. Where a lot of actors nowadays, and there are certain names in my family you cannot talk badly about. Robert De Niro is one of them, so I'm not talking ill about him. But certain actors, once you've gotten to that stage in your career, you've proven everything. You've won all the awards. You've shown everybody I'm one of the best. You've done it all. So a lot of actors, especially nowadays, are going into action movies. You got Liam Neeson, and even Denzel has done action and some of that stuff. Other actors go into comedy, like Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken and some other. And they end up playing kind of caricatures of themselves. Or when they're doing the action movies, they're playing a very similar character. Liam Neeson has played I like Liam Neeson a lot. I'm not talking bad about him. Get your money, sir. But he's played a very similar character in the last four or five movies he's done. Antonio Banderas continues to push himself as an actor. He continues to try to play like Vincent Van Gogh and Picasso. He played Picasso in a movie, TV show. And it's really impressive to me at his stage where his legacy's set. He doesn't have anything to prove to anybody, but he still pushes himself, is still working to be great as an actor. And I really, really admire that. I don't think a lot of us saw that coming from him as an action star and everything. I've admired that quite a bit. Rosanna Arquette is 65. Not only a solid actor and coming from a very solid acting family, but she inspired two of the most classic jams of the 80s. Of course, the mega hit from Toto, Rosanna. And In Your Eyes from Peter Gabriel. I don't think a lot of people know that one.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yeah. The man who made the flute cool and rock, Ian Anderson, is 77 tomorrow. Of course, not just played the flute, but Ian Anderson played the flute, like, rocked it. And he did this thing on stage where he would, like, just sit, like, kind of with his, like, cross-legged almost, with on one leg, cross-legged, while playing the flute.
Like he's just chilling.
Yeah, and the way that you would hear guys like my dad talk about it, like, the way that my dad talked about Jimmy Page playing guitar is the way he would talk about Ian Anderson playing flute. He kind of made that instrument a bit of a rock instrument in some ways for a time. And let's see here. Jimmy Dean would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday, born in 1928, passed away in 2010. And Leo Fender, inventor of the electric bass, would have been celebrating a birthday. Jimi Hendrix actually took an electric Fender and restrung it to play guitar, because he needed a left-handed one. So that's what he did with that. Let's go ahead and take a call before we go on to Sunday real quick. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Am I too late for the birthday and anniversary club?
You are never too late. Hey, well, no. Hey, you, especially you. You are definitely never too late.
You can call whenever you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Who you got, Mel?
Ooh, that's like the key to the radio place. Wait, I have a key. Never mind. So I have to call in and wish my older brother, who is now old, a happy birthday.
Which decade are we talking about?
Well, he's only 18 months older than me, so I guess he's not.
Okay.
But he's now older than you. Yes.
That's good.
Correct. As always, but now even more so. Yes. Happy birthday, Christopher.
Happy birthday, Christopher.
I know you're not listening, but you're amazing. I love you. You have two beautiful daughters and have that enrich my life all the time. So I have to wish you a very, very, very happy birthday.
From your much younger sister.
Yes.
Yes. Holy
month. Very happy birthday to you, Christopher.
Yes. Second reason I called in, though, is I just got confirmation from Wood County, from two organizations with Wood County, that they are going to be at our party at the Roundabout next Wednesday.
That's great news. Oh, you get the winning bell, Mel. Oh, that's good news. Really good to hear, and great work on that.
Yeah. WIC is going to be in attendance, as well as the health department. So they will have a table there with information and good stuff for our community. We're so excited to have this community organized event for all our listeners and our supporters. This party is going to be so much fun. You guys, it's coming together real well.
Yeah. And that's in large part because of me. No, Melissa. Melissa's done so much of the work behind the scenes here on this one. I cannot thank you enough, Mel. We really do appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to not only doing this and having this event and having all these listeners down here, but being able to also interact with our listeners and get feedback from them and find out more about what we can do as radio stations, both here at WFHR and WIRI, to impact our community and be a part of our community even more.
Mm-hmm. And get people to sign up for our newsletter, which will be coming at some point down the road.
Sometime. It's coming. Melissa, always good
talking
with you.
Somewhere out
there. Get people signed up first.
Yes, we do. We do. We appreciate you, Mel. Really do. You have a great weekend. We'll talk again on Monday.
Yep. You too, guys.
See ya.
Happy birthdays to everybody involved, and we wish another great
birthday, Christopher.
All around. And real quickly, happy birthdays on Sunday to Chris Hemsworth, Thor in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Great actor. Underrated actor, I think, Chris Hemsworth. If you get a chance, the Thor movies are great and everything. He's got Extraction. There's two movies on Netflix. I believe they're called Extraction. He stars in them, and he's basically a guy who goes into a room and pulls the person out and everything. Okay. But there are two...
Not a dentist?
No, not a dentist. Although I'd like to see Christopher Hemsworth as a dentist. He's in both movies, there are scenes where they filmed them consecutively, which means oftentimes in movies, you know, of course, they you do three or four lines, cut. Do three or four lines, cut. Some directors like to film just consecutively and let three, four scenes play out. In action movies, you have to do this oftentimes because you've got cars blowing up and buildings coming down, and you only get one take for those. So you have to be a solid actor. You have to be on point. You can't have building blow up line. You can't do that. There are two scenes in both those movies. There's a scene that I've never seen done before in action. I've watched a lot of action movies, and especially in the second Extraction movie, where he's pulling this woman out of a Russian prison or something, and there's a riot going on, and everything has to... It's in a scene, you hear the actors, you know their cues, and everything is timed well, so it sounds like two people just regularly talking. In action, you have to make it look the exact same. You can't... Everybody in the world knows when a fake punch is thrown. Look at wrestling. When that's going on in an action scene, especially if it's one take and everything has to be aligned, you've got to have not just a good actor, but good crew, good stuntmen and everything. And that's in that second movie, Extraction. Not only is it a good movie, I think, but there's that prison scene that is one of the greatest action scenes I've ever seen in my life, and it really is. It doesn't happen without Chris Hemsworth.
Cool.
He is a very more well-rounded actor than I think. I hope he gets a chance to do more work.
So you just said wrestling's fake?
Well, to some. Not to me. Viola Davis is 59 on Sunday as well.
I like her.
Fantastic actor, yeah. And Eric Carmen would have been celebrating a birthday. All by Myself, Make Me Lose Control, Hungry Eyes, of course. Eric Carmen passed away just last year, or just this year.
Really?
I forgot about that. I feel bad. I forgot about that. We wish everybody celebrating birthdays and anniversaries out there a great one. Enjoy your day and celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe when they open their doors next Tuesday. We come back. We're going to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters may have as many as 6 choices for president in November. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says Cornell West and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as Shiva Ira Dure and Claudia De La Cruz, all turned in paperwork this week. The WEC will now decide if they qualify to be on the ballot. Kamala Harris may be changing presidential campaigns in more ways than one. She's gained a lot of support from Democrats in a very short time. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles.
The Pew Research Center says most voters say they're burned out on long presidential campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. People are receiving letters that look like they're from the Marshfield Police Department asking for money. The letters say Marshfield Area Annual Fund Drive and National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund with a Washington, D.C. return address. These letters are not affiliated or endorsed by the Marshfield Police Department. Feel free to call the PD with questions. The non-emergency number is 715-387-4394. You can get a slow-moving vehicle sign at the Marathon County Sheriff's Office. The National Farm Medicine Center donated the SMV placards to hand out. These orange triangles help boost the visibility of slow-moving farm equipment to help prevent accidents. It's harvest season, and farm machinery is on the roadways as they move from field to field and back to the farm. If you need a sign, stop by the Marathon County Sheriff's Office. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers unveil a new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. NFL Green Bay fans will get their first glimpse of the Packers' new 4-3 defense when they face the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow. The Packers signed the Giants' free agent safety, Xavier McKinney, to a 4-year deal worth $68 million.
If I play, I play. If I don't, I don't. Whatever the case may be, I'm just trying to, do my job and be able to get better. If I don't play, then obviously my job will be, just trying to make sure the young guys are prepared and ready.
College football, the Badgers wrapping up week 2 of camp in Platteville. Tyler Van Dyke seems to have the edge at winning the starting job at quarterback.
Yeah, just show consistency, with everything I do, whether that's leadership, leading the offense, and pushing the ball downfield a little bit.
Baseball, Brewers and the Reds tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew coming off that 3-game sweep of the Braves in Atlanta by winning yesterday 16-7.
Well, just playing good more than one day, like playing consistently pretty good like we did the last few days.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter. Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What we do every Friday is play a different TV theme song or a movie or a clip from something, and we get to get a winner that calls up, and if they haven't won anything in 30 days and gets it right, boom, just like that, they win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. That's two kids' meals, that's two adult meals, that's free Culvers.
That is awesome.
You can't beat that, everybody. And I think we got a good one for you today, but it might be a little bit of a tougher one, so go ahead and get ready to think about this one. Call up, let us know what TV show this is from, and just like that, you win some free Culvers. A big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Wherever you have a Culvers, you have a business that puts back into their community. They are one of the better businesses we have here in Wisconsin. We appreciate our friends over at Culvers. Let's get ready to play Star of the Day. Let us know what TV show this is from.
Streets on the China, never met it before. Who cares when you drop kicked your jacket as you came through the door?
No one. Yeah, this is gonna be a tough one, Terry.
I like this show.
It's a great show. It starred a Wisconsin legend. The guy wasn't in many TV shows. I mean, that could only be so many people.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't know him from anything but this show, but I don't.
This is only the second time, Terry. I think we're going to get through the whole thing.
No way.
Wow. Nobody. No one. Wow. Okay, let's go ahead and see, though. Let's see if we got somebody at the last second. Good morning. What's your answer? Hello?
Hello, is this James?
Yeah. What's your answer?
Hello.
Hello.
I believe that was Mr. Belvedere.
Yes.
Hey,
yeah.
Can nice
you hear
job.
Us now? Can you hear us now? Oh, Matt, sorry.
Yeah, getting a little lag here. I don't know if that's a storm.
Yeah, it might be. Might be a little bit of that. But that's fantastic. You got it, sir. You got it. Nicely done. At the last second, we got somebody in there. I'm a little surprised. I thought everybody would know that theme song. Matt, thank you so much. Since we're having some troubles with the phone here, you know where we are. We know you. You go ahead and stop by. Pick this up, man. I'm just glad we got a winner because we've only had one time where we didn't get a winner, and I had to just play a backup.
I mean, we could have started giving hints.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was trying to. Wisconsin
a little bit more, you know, how many, detailed hints.
Yeah, very good. Very good point. I don't know how many Wisconsin legends I could throw out there, though. And you know, but, of course, Mr. Belvedere, a very popular show back in the early 80s, ran from 1985 to 1990, starring the legend, of course, Christopher Hewitt. No, I'm joking. Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker started this show. I actually really liked Tracy Wells in it, too. I thought she was very good.
I thought it was a good show.
Oh, it was a fun show. Uecker was perfect on that show. Perfect comedic timing. I will say Major League is another acting reference for Mr. Uecker. There's another one that's pretty popular.
We just watched that not too long ago.
Just a bit outside. So many great lines in that movie are all Uecker's, and some of them were improv'd. We're just him.
Oh, I believe that.
Just him kind of like riffing at everything.
No question. But who played Mr. Belvedere?
Christopher Hewitt.
Yeah.
Christopher Hewitt. He did a great job. He was good. He was good, too. The chemistry between those two was great. It was an early, like, I don't know, it was one of those earlier 80s shows that I remember that was just a lot of fun, but then it seemed to go away. I don't know if it got canceled. I never heard, but, you know, it was a fun show.
Yeah, and you wonder, some of these shows, like, you wonder where the reruns are.
That would be,
you know what I mean? Like, you just don't see that as much anymore. Growing Pains, where are those reruns?
That's a great. I'd like to see some reruns of Mr. Belvedere. That would be pretty good. That would be great. Be listening every Friday right in this time slot, and we will make somebody another star of the day with our friends from Culver's. You'll have an opportunity to win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Matt can't win for a while because he just won. We appreciate him, and we appreciate you listening and enjoying this segment. And a big thank you to our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Get some Culver's in your life, everybody. Head on over there today or this weekend. Enjoy yourself. And wish him a great day from all of us at WFHR.
To everyone making time for life's best moments, let our team member Sandy share how Culver's is serving up celebration by the scoop.
Our rich and creamy fresh frozen custard makes every day a little bit sweeter. Enjoying a handcrafted treat with all the ooey gooey toppings you love, now that's worth celebrating.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a sweet treat to make every moment count.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Luann Goetz is your local Wisconsin Rapids Medicare specialist. For over 27 years, she's been helping individuals find the right Medicare coverage and is dedicated to ensuring you get the best plan for your needs. If you're nearing Medicare age or considering a switch, let Luann guide you through the process. With her personalized service and commitment to your health, you are in safe hands. Your Medicare peace of mind starts with Luann Goetz. Call 715-424-4393 today or visit ticinsurance.com.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour, get you ready for the 9 o'clock.
We have your leaving, that's okay.
Got some Olympic updates to get to, and then we're going to talk about giant-sized Pop-Tarts before we wrap up. We snagged three more golds yesterday, all in track and field. Tara Davis-Woodhull won the women's long jump, and it was wonderful to watch.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it was so cool to watch. She was more surprised than anybody, and I just love when that happens
to an athlete. Me too.
You're talking about some of the most confident people walking the planet right now, and even they're shocked when they do something sometimes. That's pretty cool to see. It was a wonderful performance. Grant Holloway with a really nice performance as well. Wisconsinite also had a really the gentleman from Rice Lake had a great run too.
Isn't that cool?
He had a great
I like that.
He had a great Olympics. Like a great Olympics. He was just represented Wisconsin very well. Of course, the legend Sydney McLaughlin Leverin broke her own world record for the sixth time in the women's 400 meter hurdles. She's so fast. They actually tried to talk her into doing just the 400 meter. Like, not even with the...
Get rid of the hurdles, yeah.
She is, like, a second or two, I believe, like, faster, almost, than people who aren't even doing it with hurdles. That's how legendary she is. That's how amazing she is. And she does it all with one of the greatest smiles I've ever seen in the Olympics. Like, in the coverage of the Olympics, and since I was a kid, so I think 1980 or something was, like, my first Olympics or something, and she is just got one of the greater smiles and greater presences. Her interviews are amazing. I've really enjoyed her career. What I think needs to stand out about one of the things that should stand out about her is it wasn't too long ago that she lost in the Olympics or came in like third or something like that when she was supposed to win. Since then, all she's done is break her own world records.
She's determined, if nothing else.
She broke it like six times since then. Cool. Like, it's incredible. Just incredible. We also scored three silvers and two bronze medals in track and field, a bronze in men's sport climbing, and men's basketball team came back from 17 down, beat Serbia 95-91 in the semifinal. Maybe our closest game until, of course, we play France for the title. That'll be an interesting game. No reason the U.S. should not win that game, but do not be shocked if they do. France has got a heck of a team, and they have a kid over there, for those that don't pay attention to basketball, in Victor Wembanyama, who is, by all rights, what is basketball is going to be going forward. This kid is 7'1", has a wingspan like a condor, and and handles like a point guard. He has got, like, he's not stiff out there or anything. He's taking shots from the three as well as getting into the paint. This kid is the future, and France has him. There is no given that we have this, but we have this. It's USA. It's USA basketball. And as good as France is, and they got some NBA players on that team, when we're putting out our second team, and like, the starters, okay, we'll see how that goes and everything. But you can't play these guys a whole game. And you got to have the benches come in. And France's bench and our bench are two different worlds. Two completely different worlds. So there really is no reason USA should not win this game. But we'll see. We'll see. Because you never know. We've lost in the past when we thought we should win. And it was a fun game to see. They'll go for the fifth gold in a row when they play France tomorrow in the gold medal game. Coming into today, U.S. led China in the overall medal count 103-73. USA! Woo-hoo! USA! But China had cut the lead in golds to just one. Team USA with 30 golds, China 29, Australia 18, France 14, and Great Britain, each for Great Britain, 13 for Great Britain, South Korea, and Japan. If the U.S. doesn't end up with the most golds, it wouldn't be the first time, but it's pretty rare in the summer games for us not to have that. Last time we finished second was at the Beijing Olympics in 08, when China topped us by 12. And the worst we've ever done was third in golds in the 1988 Olympics in Seoul and the 76 games in Montreal. First and second at both of these were the Soviet Union and East Germany, two nations that aren't even around anymore, which is very wild.
That
to
is
think
interesting,
about.
Isn't it?
The Olympics wrap up Sunday, everybody. So enjoy. And this has been one of the most fun Olympics of my lifetime. It's been a blast. The way the U.S. has represented, the records that have been broken, these amazing athletes, all of that is fantastic. And a big thank you to all of these athletes around the world entertaining us. But the best part of these Olympics has been walking. I'm standing in line like 2 days into the Olympics. I'm just waiting to pay for my gas. And I hear people talking about the race that happened the day before.
Yeah, it's cool.
And I just mentioned, you know, yeah, I saw that. It was really cool. And we sit there for 5 minutes, complete strangers, talking about how much we love America and how we're representing over there and everything. Like, just how much this, not only the people that have been viewing this, but the bond that has been made from these Olympics, we so needed in this country right now. The reports will tell you, the surveys will tell you, the studies will tell you, America is tired of being divisive. We're sick of it. We're done with it. We had that. We're done. We're not being divisive anymore. We want to get along. We don't want to all hold hands and sing kumbaya, but we want to treat each other with respect. Strangers being able to hang out with strangers, talking to each other about the Olympics or something like that. Like, the Olympics has done more than I think we realize.
And I think NBC's done a great job.
Woo,
you know,
have,
I mean, like,
yeah.
They've just really, and I like, you know, some of the, if you miss something, like, you can go back, you know, like, some of the recaps, and
yeah.
It's all good.
They've done a really good job. That has really, and boy, is that, did NBC need that too?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
They've spent
absolutely.
A lot of money on these. Just viral things going around. Noah Lyles of the U.S. won bronze in the 200 meter. And he was taken out and he was on a wheelchair, some things. There was some talk about this that, I don't know, the different things, the noise that was talked about here or there. He tested positive for COVID right afterwards, and the man does have asthma. Like, I don't know if he needed a wheelchair, not only him and his doctors know,
yep.
But this is something that happens in football almost every game that drives me crazy, whether it's an announcer or it's my best friend sitting next to me. Oh, he didn't want it enough. He's not really hurt. He's not really, and you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't
this is
know.
Dumb.
I never understand that. Like, you can have your opinions and everything. Like, oh, that sucks. You know, whatever. But the idea of trying to get into another person's heart or head, like, that is just one of the sillier
things. Or just
things.
Implying that it's always ill-intended. Yeah.
Yeah. Great Olympics from Noah Lyles. Appreciate everything he did over there. Way to represent. And with COVID and asthma, still got a silver.
Yeah,
like,
awesome.
Like, here's something.
Begrudge him nothing, right? I mean.
Another thing that we do in football all the time that drives me crazy. Team wins the AFC or NFC championship, but they lost the Super Bowl. They were still the greatest in their division. That still means a lot. It still means something. That's crazy to me. Snoop making the rounds, giving calls to a bunch of the winners and everything, and they got a kick out of that. But I don't know if anybody heard about this, former NFL star Shannon Sharp pledged $50,000 to any U.S. Olympians who break a world record, which means he owes speed skater Sam Watson $50,000, and I imagine a number of other athletes. Like, I don't know.
That's super fun, though.
That is pretty cool.
It's a cool challenge to put out there.
That is pretty cool. And so are giant Pop-Tarts. They are very cool, Terry.
They're going to have to be because they don't fit in my toaster.
Yeah, they're going to stay cool, all right. Yeah, nicely done. The bad news here is you're not getting one of these. The good news is you were about to gain so much weight from them. So we're just helping you out. Massive Pop-Tarts the size of a big screen TV went on sale this week and immediately sold out. They only made 15 and they sold them in LA, Chicago, and New York, but they will be making more, it sounds like. They just wanted to see if this was worth it.
So it's like a charcuterie board of Pop-Tarts? I mean, like, you just throw it out on your table and everybody just grabs a bite?
Yeah, nicely. Yeah, pretty much. That's a pretty good way to put it, I think. Yeah. It's like like a giant cake almost,
yeah,
it looks like.
Like a sheet cake.
Yeah.
Only bigger.
You know, I was on the fence about ice cream cake, and once I had a bite, I'm a huge fan. Love ice cream cake. This, you know, I
mean,
know,
it might be kind of fun.
Might be kind of, at least it'd be fun to try, I think.
Yeah.
They are going to be making more, it looks like. Each Pop-Tart party pastry is about 70 times larger than a normal Pop-Tart and feeds about 73 people. And they're $60.
Which, that's it?
Yeah, that actually seems affordable for something like that. I didn't expect that.
Huh? I expected it to be more than that.
Oh, yeah, me too. For the few people who scored one, they'll arrive in packaging that looks like a normal Pop-Tart box, but 3 feet longer. Imagine having that sitting at your front, you know, at your front desk.
Imagine being Kevin dropping those off places.
That's that boy. That seems like an awkward box to.
I mean,
carry.
If you order one, request speedy delivery.
Nice. If a massively oversized Pop-Tart sounds like something you'd actually want, you might have another shot. Soon. I posted a video saying the 15 they made sold out so fast they need to do another drop. I'm also curious about the flavors. Do they just have the one flavor?
That's
only
a good
seeing
point.
The one.
It looks like strawberry.
Yeah, and strawberry's okay, but they got a couple of other good flavors I'd like to see. As much as it costs to probably make these, they're probably not going to make a whole lot of flavors or anything like that, but I am kind of curious to see. It'd be interesting. I would try it. I would definitely try it.
Well, it would be fun if you had the right setting, like the right party event or something, and people would be like, it'd definitely be a shock and awe kind of thing, right? Because people would be like, what the heck is that?
This seems like a great one
fun.
For a kid's birthday party as well.
When you could send all the kids home after they've eaten 48
exactly.
pounds of Pop-Tart.
You're so right about that. Do you have a favorite Pop-Tart flavor? Do you have a... they have a cookie one that I really like. That's a chocolate chip one.
Oh,
that's
yuck.
Really good. Oh, when you toast it, it tastes like a Chips Ahoy cookie.
Oh,
it's so good.
I like cherry.
Cherry's good. I like strawberry.
I like the cherry better than the strawberry, but I would eat either one. But other than that, no.
The cinnamon one too.
The brown sugar one that's really popular too.
Yeah,
I like that one. No.
And you're a toasted top.
Yes.
Me too.
Toasted.
Me too.
I will
on the go. I'll grab one and eat it cold every once in a while, but I prefer them toasted.
I don't even know the last time we had these because you know what? We used to have them once in a while, and the kids could just get their own, you know, breakfast or whatever. And then I don't know. They just decided they didn't eat them anymore, so I don't buy them anymore.
Interesting. Yep,
and if I have them at home, I might eat them, so I just don't have them.
Smart idea on your part, because I could easily see not only devouring like a bunch of these, but one of these big ones here, I could have some fun with that. That would be all right. I might just want it for myself, like just pick at it through the week.
Oh, my God. All of a sudden, you're setting up like... two card tables next to each other so you could just leave this big Pop-Tart out.
I'm going to have it in here.
You might as well build the fort first. Remember when you used to do that with like card tables and stuff?
It's the first thing
and
I was thinking
And then lay that big old Pop-Tart on there?
You've got the big box it comes in. You got your fort right there. And just drag the Pop-Tart in there. And you can even sleep on that thing.
You can do a lot
of things with that. We're going to take a time out. We'll come back after checking in with our statewide and local news. And we'll have some fun for you lined up.